terms of expectations, we will look at that theme and see how indeed is Africa an emerging frontier. We will be looking at the renewed interest in Africa. We have seen a lot of international organizations taking a lot of renewed interest in Africa. We have also seen in the recent past increased investments being channeled to Africa, specifically to the grain sector, to production sector, to post-harvest level processing, and also value addition.
Why should other countries invest in Africa's agricultural sector?
The reason is that agriculture is an investment opportunity just like any other investment opportunity. When well done, offers potential for good, sufficient returns to investors. Secondly, there is need to get more investments in agriculture and agribusiness so as to increase production and productivity of the African agriculture, because we need to increase the food production levels in Africa for the simple reason that for the last couple of years, Africa has become a net importer of food. And the food bill, import bill in Africa has already hit the $50 billion mark per year. And this is projected to continue increasing. And so the issue here is that we need more investments in agriculture and in agribusiness so that the food security situation in Africa can improve. And more importantly, we can actually reverse the trends and get Africa becoming a net exporter of food and agricultural products.
What are some of the challenges that Africa is facing now regarding trade?
The first challenge is that Africa is not trading sufficiently with itself. When you look at the trade statistics among African countries, you realize even some neighboring countries do not trade sufficiently when it comes to agricultural products. So the low level of intra-Africa trade is a challenge. Second level, with the agricultural sector being predominantly smallholder, that in itself puts in some structural difficulties in terms of being able to be competitive, to be able to penetrate the world market, because we have seen that even in production of such grains as maize and rice and several others, the cost of production in Africa is generally higher than the global average, and therefore it doesn't provide the competitive advantage to be able to penetrate the world market. Thirdly, there is the big challenge around the policy environment, to the extent that because of the risks that are associated, especially policy risks and some of the political decisions that are made that affect the agriculture sector, the sector is generally viewed to be extremely risky and therefore not attractive for increased investments. Actually, reports suggest that the agriculture sector receives less than 1% of the total credit that is extended or that is traded within the entire continent.
As you say, Africa is very rich in resources. And another fact is that Africa has a very youthful population. So given this, where do you see the agricultural industry headed in Africa in the next few years?
I see the agriculture sector in Africa going through a transformation. I see a major transformation that will be driven by the shift from the demographics as the youthful population takes over agriculture from their aging dads and grandparents, because right now the statistics tell us that the average age of an African farmer is 60 plus years. We've already started seeing trends where youthful young entrepreneurs and younger people getting into agriculture sector, embracing technology significantly and being able to actually carry out agriculture with the knowledge that agriculture is a science and is a knowledge-driven sector, and they are actively seeking out knowledge so that they can apply their knowledge into their production. Secondly, there is a clear view from the younger population to know that agriculture is and farming is a business. And these two factors tell me that in the next couple of years, there is going to be a major shift and transformation of agriculture in Africa as the youth start getting involved in it, and as of necessity, because they have to take over the helms from the aging, average age of the African farmer.